Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. I want you to think back to creation. Do you remember how God made the world? He said it. He spoke it. Let there be light, or let there be firmament. And guess what? It happened just as He said. God gives us the Bible, which is His spoken word. When we think about these promises and ask God to do them in our life, He will. He has to, because His word has power. He has said in Isaiah 55:11, He says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." In other words, when God says it, it happens. We can have perfect peace and rest knowing God has said it, and it will happen.
"'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I prove Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more."
Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad that you're with me again today. We are starting an exciting four-part story about Peter in prison. Oh no, he's in prison again? Remember how Peter and John were thrown into prison after healing that man who was a cripple? Well, he is going to be in prison again, and we're going to start that story today. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, help us to spend this time with You without distractions, focused on You. Soften our hearts. Help us to hear Your voice. Amen. Rulers in Jerusalem were trying to stop the believers from teaching about Jesus, and they got cruel King Herod to help them. Look at Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Look at Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Acts, it's right after John. Acts chapter 12, verse 1. The last, many, many weeks, we've been going through the book of Acts, starting with Acts chapter 1 and 2 and 3, and now we're all the way in chapter 12. Isn't that exciting? Acts chapter 12, verse 1. If you need a little more time, just press pause, and then when you're ready, press play again. We're going to read Acts chapter 12, verse 1.
"Now about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church."
Now this is Herod the king. This is not Herod who destroyed all the babies in Bethlehem. This is not Herod who killed John the Baptist. This is another Herod, okay? King Herod. And do you think he was a good king or a bad king? He was a really wicked king. He stretched out his hand to harass some of the church. What does harass mean? If somebody's harassing you, they're bothering you. They're pestering you. They're not leaving you alone, right? And generally, it's in a negative way. It's not like, oh, I was harassed today, and that's a good thing, right? It's a bad thing. Well, the rulers still thought that if they could just get rid of the leaders who were telling about Jesus, all the people would stop believing in him. Oh, problem solved. We can live our normal life. Well, yeah, that's not what happened. King Herod decided that he wanted to be in good with the leaders, with the rulers. He decided that he would help them. So you know what he did? He went and arrested James. That's the brother of John, one of the disciples, put him into prison. And then guess what he did? Oh, he did a terrible thing. Look at verse 2. Acts chapter 12, verse 2.
Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword.
He killed him. He had him killed. Oh boy, do you think that made the believers pretty nervous? Yeah, they started realizing, whoa, the king's involved. Like, this is pretty serious. James was the first one of Jesus' faithful special disciples who died for him. Wicked King Herod wanted the priests and the rulers to like him. He wanted to get in on their good side. So when he saw that they were happy and pleased that he had killed James, he decided, I'll just kill Peter too. And this time he would do it where everyone could watch. He had this plan. Look at verse 3. Acts chapter 12, verse 3.
And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded farther to seize Peter also. Now it was during the days of unleavened bread.
This was during the time of a special feast. And what would happen at these special feasts? Everyone would come and get together. All the people would come from the surrounding countryside. They would come even from different countries to come and celebrate this feast. Well, while there, he was like, hey, I'll have all these people there. We'll make a statement. You are not to be a believer in Christ. We will make a statement. So his plan was to arrest Peter and have him killed during this feast. But you know what? The rulers, they weren't too excited about that. They were afraid that because all these crowds of people were there, that a lot of those people would know about the miracles of Peter. They would know about the miracles Jesus had done through him. And they were afraid that these people might try to save Peter from being killed. Well, not only might they try to save him, but also, what happens if Peter preaches this powerful sermon and all these people are here and then we have even more believers and then they'll all go home and tell even more and this thing is just getting out of control? So they convinced King Herod to put Peter in prison until after the Passover. Look at verse 4.
So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover.
How many squads of soldiers does it say that they had? 4. 4 squads of soldiers to keep him in chains, to keep him there. Remember, Peter had gotten out of jail before and they didn't really know how, but they knew that he could be tricky, and so they made sure that they had extra soldiers all around. Now that Peter, one of the main leaders of the church, was arrested, what do you think the other apostles and believers were doing? Do you think they were just going about their daily work? Do, 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 do. Oh, I need to cook today. Oh, I need to go and shear the sheep or that type of thing. Or do you think that they were very concerned? They were concerned. Yes. They decided that they were going to get on their knees and pray and pray and pray more than they had ever prayed before. This was serious. John had been arrested and killed, and now Peter was arrested? They were really close to losing Peter too. In some ways, I kind of feel sad for Herod. He was wanting other people to like him. He was wanting to get on their good side, and in order to do that, he was doing wrong things. Boys and girls, there might be people that you want to like you. There might be friends or people at school that you're like, oh, I wish they would like me, or I want to be like them, or I want to hang out with them. And you might be tempted to do things that are wrong just so that you can be friends with them. That's not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants us to do the right thing. He wants us to be friends with people who follow him and trust him. He wants us to do what is right no matter what, not to compromise or do things that we shouldn't do just so that other people will like us. I'm looking forward to next time when we get to find out what happened next. Boys and girls, God has a plan for each one of us, and sometimes it doesn't go according to our plan. But when it doesn't, can we always ask him for help? Can we ask him for wisdom to show us what to do? Yeah, we can. I'm so glad that God is there for us, aren't you? Dear Lord, thank you so much for being there and hearing our prayers. When we get into situations that might be kind of scary or that might be sad, help us to turn to you and that you will give us your love and your wisdom and your help. We love you. Amen.
Matthew 7:7.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.